Got your boobies back.
Yes, yes, yes. Ooh, I love that one, Jane. She's having a little sneak peek with that one. Hello, everyone. We are back on the Be About It show, and I am just blessed with some beautiful African queens just to bless my day. Yes, Jingle Beats. See, yaya. If you haven't heard of that, you better jump on Google right now. Jingle Beats is right here to just speak on it. The 20th of December is here to stay, and I am just pumped because a lot of our community aren't aware of what's going on in Auckland. And if you want to be at a party, this is the party to be at. I've got Jane here, and I've also got
Shalane.
Oh my God. You know what? Jane and Shalane. I don't even remember. I don't even like to lie. Because sometimes when I'm looking at the guests, I'm like, I have to get them right. You know, this is like pressure, but I like to keep it chill, keep it cool. But we've got our queens here to speak more about Jingle Beats, and they're also going to speak about
Future Tense.
Yeah, Future Tense, is it?
Correct, yeah.
And we're going to be speaking more on what's happening in the Black Creatives Aotearoa scene, because Dionne's always sending through like content. I don't know what's happening with, you know, what's happening in our Black community, but yous are here, and I feel like we need to have a segment, you know.
Yeah. That's an amazing idea.
Yeah, because like I'm always knowing what's happening in the Pacific or in the Latin or the Chinese community, but what's happening with my Black community? Mm. You know, we don't know. So Black Creatives Aotearoa needs to have a segment. I'm just putting it out there. Dionne, if you're tuning in right now, but ladies, today is about you all. If you can please introduce your beautiful selves to the community that's tuning in Aotearoa, actually everywhere in the world.
Amazing. Well, I'll start since I just said that. Kia ora, everyone. I'm Shalane Williams. I whakapapa to Cape Town, South Africa. And I made Aotearoa inadvertently my home on the 1st of January, 2013.
Wow.
So that's what, coming up to 13 years.
13 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. it has been an amazing experience because it has connected me to Black Creatives Aotearoa, where I discovered a passion for creative producing. And Dionne has brought me into the fold multiple times, and I'm grateful that you brought me into the fold for AFOBA, which is the first ever Aotearoa Festival of Black Arts. It's absolutely incredible. It spans across many creative segments, I guess. We had an amazing theatre show called Po' Boys and Oysters, which ran from November 22nd to 29th. It was the second season, created by the incredible Estelle Chute. And now we're moving into some of the fun stuff. So we have a community dinner coming up as part of Future Tense. Now, Future Tense really focuses on Afrofuturism and really creating a world that's different.
Right.
You know, what would a reimagined Black world look like? How do we reimagine Black joy? You know, what is Black joy to you? And so these are the wonderful concepts that we are exploring with Sonia Renee Taylor and Janada Petrus. They are the incredible Black American artists who are traveling here for the first time. And they're facilitating these conversations. So we have a community dinner happening on the 12th of December. And we currently have a couple of workshops that's happening where, as writers, we're exploring Afrofuturism. And we have our final one on Saturday in Waitakere. It's incredible. We have 16 amazing, what turned out to be an all-female group. So a group of Black women writers from across the globe. We have, you know, Americans, we have South Africans, we have Nigerians. We are just, it's across the diaspora, and it's just been an incredible, incredible experience to be a part of.
I love that, Shalane, and thank you so much for just bringing that Blackness into our community, but also Black joy. You know, I feel like, how do we set the future, you know, when we are a bit too timid to kind of bring it out there? And I feel like, do it. Like, you know, for yourself as well, Shalane, how was it like for you just to kind of put this concept together or even, you know, bring this out? I think it's the same way community sees ideas. It's like, if you don't see it, do it. It's just kind of like, love it, you know, be a part of that joy. And I love how you said Black joy, because we like tend to limit ourselves with what we know and how we see things. So we're going to come back to more of that, my sis. But Jane,
hello,
she's here, there, everywhere. My sister, what is going on? Please introduce your beautiful self to our community. And
hello,
Jingle
hello,
Beats.
Hello, community. I am Jane Benny. I am an actor and a singer and a producer and a creative. I love to create in whatever way that manifests. I love to paint. I love to draw. I love the most, though, for realsies, to put on Jingle Beats every year. It has been such a joy to get these incredible artists in one space and have them reimagine African tunes and bring them to our people. The joy of my little Jane heart. Love it.
I love that, sis. And you know, for Jingle Beats, I missed out last year because I'm missing out this year. I'm like, why am I missing out on the best party of the year?
Really?
But you know, what is it about bringing our African artists together and really celebrating their uniqueness? So my sister here touched base on Black Joy, you know, and having a little bit of like come to our scene and, you know, experience something that you've been experienced before. What's so beautiful about Jingle Beats, my sis, that our community can come to and even the diverse community can come and enjoy?
Well, first of all, this is for the people, by the people. And what I really love about Jingle is we're also introducing new people. We're introducing artists that haven't had a chance to be visible on screen, on stage, you know, in big locations. You know, once again, this year we're at the Tuning Fork, which is a huge venue, everyone knows. You know, Billie Eilish played there. It's a massive venue. So many of our fellow artists have played there, and it's such an honor to get visibility for young up-and-comers who haven't had that chance yet. So that's one thing that is just really fantastic about Jingle this year. The second thing is that we are, because we're part of the festival, AFOBA, the first ever festival, it's called African Festival, it's called Aotearoa Festival of Black Arts.
Wow.
We are the closing event, and the entire theme of this whole event is Black Joy.
Yes.
So we are literally here for the vibes, you know? I mean, when you think of Africans and you think of Africans in the diaspora and you think of us, you think color, you think life, you think vibrancy, you think living with heart, you know? And that is exactly it. That's what we're here to do. We're here to give you a show that will leave you feeling like you belong to a community that believes in you, a community that is gunning for you, that is rooting for you, that is rooted in passion and joy. And that's literally what Jingle Beats is. I mean, it's about Jingle Beats with a Z, you know?
And one of the incredible things about Jingle Beats as well is you saw that community play in action at Niege. So part of the AFOBA program was Niege, which was our wellness festival that took place in Altia Square. And we had a little Jingle Beats performance. And one of the most incredible things for me was just seeing the amount of different people just getting up and dancing and getting into it. We had aunties of various ages, various ethnicities, just moving their bodies. And that is just the embodiment of joy.
I love it.
Such a good point, Shalane, that 100%, that space at Altia Square was filled with every denomination of person, every age group of a person, every ethnicity of a person. And they all came together in the spirit of Ubuntu. You know, rooted in that essence, which is what Black Creators is all about, that visibility and that bringing us all together to share in joy, in Black Joy specifically.
But it just shows you Black Joy brings everyone together.
Yes, yeah, it's unifying.
It is absolutely unifying.
I'm just like, you know, I'm speechless, and I'm not saying that just for radio, fam. You know how I am. I like to keep it real, but I like to keep it fresh. And it's beautiful to see powerful Black woman in this space just really bringing that innocence, love, beauty, joy, but also just events for our people. Like, I got to give a massive shout out to Black Creatives Aotearoa, because throughout the year, honestly, when I'm sharing content, there's an event, there's a workshop, and there's just always a lot of opportunity. Like, you want to be an actor, a singer? Do you want to get into, like,
writer?
Yeah. Do you want to, he's like, I'm looking for a photographer. Like, there's just a platform for everyone just to go to. And I'm looking at your top, my sister. African vision. You know, I don't like to play when it comes to fashion. And also, Jane, you know, you always do your thing, sis. But this word here, African vision, is that something that really holds on to you with the work that you do outside of, or were you just like, girl, I just put the shirt on because it was black and I just wanted to wear it?
That, yes, and yes, and it does. So what my little business that I'm starting, it really centers around the Black collective and building a table that feeds everyone. Because we always talk about wanting a seat at the table. I don't want a seat at your table. Your table is rotten, in my opinion. But I'm building my own table here, and at this table, everyone eats.
Oh,
and that's my African vision, is to create a table that benefits everyone. And so that's what African vision means to me, and that's what I tend to tap into every single time. I'm like, you know, there is a bigger purpose, and we can all benefit. Like, there is no lack.
Right.
Which I think for us, especially being in Aotearoa and so disconnected from where our roots are, it might be easy to default into that lack. Right. Like, there is not enough here for me.
Yeah.
But what Black Creators Aotearoa specifically has consistently proven is there is opportunity if we create it for ourselves.
Absolutely. And just what you were saying, Tina, earlier, it's about claiming it, right? Ideas are born, and it's about claiming those spaces and claiming those thoughts and owning them, manifesting them into reality, which is exactly right. What PCA does, has done from the very beginning. Big props to our girl Dione.
Dione, woohoo!
The visionary and the founder.
Queen Tinks.
And the reason why we are able to do what we
100%.
Do.
I think it's super beautiful as well. And I am just like, I'm an O. You know, I love love. Like me, I'm such an empath. Like when I love something and I see people putting in the effort so that everyone wins, like that's the true beauty of this. And I can just see it. Like there's not one picture of one person in this particular poster. It's like we want everyone to really manifest but enjoy what our Black beauty looks like, but also the enjoyment of our Black community. And speaking of Jingle Beats, fam, what is this all about, Jane? Like, tell me. I can see beauty in each and every one of these artists out here.
So beautiful. I'll start from the beginning. It's Jingle Beats, and last year we had Jingle Beats Wazani, which means come on. This year we have Jingle Beats Siaya, which means we are moving, because friends, we only move upwards.
Ooh.
We don't stay the same. We don't go sideways. We move on up. So we have a fresh, brand new musical director, Gabe Mugadza. We have a full band behind us this year, the WOW Live Band, who are incredible. A group of musicians. There's people in there from Nigeria, people in there from Zimbabwe, people in there from Ghana. Like, it's just a mixed bag of tricks. And the big point of difference this year for Jingle is, number one, for the very first time, we have a female musician on the team. And I don't know if you've been to gigs, but I don't often see a female musician on a stage. And Black Creatives is bringing you that excellence.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. In addition.
But wait, there's more.
We are taking you on a musical journey that starts at the top of Africa. We've got Egyptian sounds, we've got some Sibenes, some souk. We're heading on down through the French-speaking countries, and then we'll end up at the very bottom with some South African sounds, some amapiano.
Oof!
Yeah, so super, super excited. Yeah, our guitarist, as you know, like African guitar is a serious thing, right?
Everyone, yes!
It's like percussion and drums, which it is, 100%. But that guitar...
So don't play with that. Like, no. Don't, because then that just takes everyone out of the scene. Because No, you're right, sis, because music is so powerful. Mm. And when you see it and when you experience it, whether it's with a live band, whether someone's on a DJ set, whether it really unifies everyone together to be like, and I love how you mentioned, sis, you're bringing in a diverse range of African music from the northern, eastern, southern, and like western. Yeah. It's like a mixture of beauty that you get. It's like Africa Day in a nutshell, but
100%.
Bringing it with Jingle Beats. Yeah. Like, stop playing with me right now. Stop playing with me. And on that note, sis, what do you want the community to really know about this event, especially with, I know you've mentioned the nitty gritties, the details, but also come and vibe. Like, you know, it's end of year.
100%.
Everyone everyone, it's 5 days till Christmas.
It's the last Saturday before Christmas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you guys, but you know, Christmas with family, it's a big thing. For some people, it's stressful. You know, for some people, it's not. But for a lot of people, it's kind of like a lot.
Yes.
And this is a great opportunity to come out. Put your party frock on.
Ooh!
Okay. Bring your African.
Say less.
Bring your sequins. Bring your glam. Bring your dancing shoes, because this is a show for dancing.
Oh my gosh. Dancing.
And we've got an after party for the very first time this year. We have an after party.
That's it. Everyone's going to be. Once you said that part.
146. Tickets available on Eventbrite. After party, right after. I mean, keep that party going.
Yes. Yeah. No one wants to go home. Like, no, seriously.
I don't. I will be changing out of my ball gown. Like, and some sneakers. And as a mom, I know you know, Tina, as a mom.
Stop now.
I'm going to stay up until 4. I'm going to do
Please
it.
Please.
And we're
going to
stay up during the whole morning.
Going out.
It has been recorded, so I will be watching.
Exactly.
Shalane will be with me. She's
going to
come.
Wow, Shalane, girl, I can't wait to see that. I'm going to ask Shane for the pictures as well, because even though I'll be overseas, but I'm going to ask. Shalane, I wanted to ask as well, my sister, you know, in regards to this beautiful event that you will be running as well, what do you want the people to know, like genuinely? Because we can say all the beautiful words, we can say everything in a nutshell, but from the heart, like, what do you really want out there, or to really know, and just to get in the car and come through?
I think the most important thing is to know that there is community. If that's what you're looking for, if that's what you need, it is there. And Black Creators Aotearoa, as an example, is just the place to go to be able to connect with our community. In terms of future tents, we have a community dinner on the 12th of December. That is this Friday. It is a free event, so you register via Eventbrite. We will be talking about all things Afrofuturism with Janada and Sonia. It will be facilitated by Dione. And then we'll be having incredible Kai from all over Africa. So it really...
Yeah, three different countries, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Three, four. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, because again, Africa is not one thing.
Exactly. We're a continent, guys.
We are a continent. We have diversity, and that diversity needs to be shared. And that's what that night is going to represent.
I love
that. So please come.
Yeah.
And, you know, enjoy and soak up Black futurism, Black joy, and just being in community with one another.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, ladies, we still got more time. What would you like to share more in regards to any shout outs? We've got a giveaway that we have here as well, but I'm going to give it out to the community because I know these tickets are going to go like crazy. I want to know, what are you going to wear for this event that's coming up for Jingle Beats? I want to hear who's got the hottest glam, or what colors you're going to be going. Are you going to go Ubuntu? Are you going to be doing all these colors, or are you going to go Christmas? I don't know. I love fashion, but I want to know, what are you going to be wearing? The best answer wins these tickets. So you got to get in quick. I'm going to be sharing on social media. You can also jump on Planet FM and also on our the page as well, Jingle Beats, and I'll be sharing everything on there. But I'm going to go through the comments. I'm going to go through our social media girl as well and see which one is the best, and then I'm going to give you the tickets. But I want to know, like, I go hard when it comes to fashion, so I want to know what you're wearing. Get your go-to, and who are you taking as well? Is it your bestie? Is it your partner? Is it your lover? Is it, I don't know, your mates? Let me know who's coming through. But ladies, before we wrap up, tell us, please, anything else you want to share? I feel like there's so much that's going on.
There's so much more that's going on.
Yes!
Let me tell you. So because we talked about how we are part of this festival, Afoba.
Yes.
Our Festival of Black Arts. So we've had multiple things. We've had a stage show, Po' Boys and Oysters, like you mentioned.
I love that one.
We've got Future Tense with you, Shalane. We've got Obsidian and Scene, which is coming up this Sunday, which is a screening at the Capitol Theatre. A screening of short films by Black filmmakers in Aotearoa. What you might say? Exactly. Guys, it's a whole bunch of Black filmmakers that live in New Zealand, and they're screening their shorts on Sunday, and that's called Obsidian and Scene. Am I missing anything else?
But there will also be a panel discussion with Janada Petras, who is going to have her film debut in Aotearoa. And Janada Petras, like I said, is a poet laureate from the US. And so it is just an incredible opportunity. And I just want to share a little anecdote about her experience coming to Aotearoa for the first time. I took her and another traveling artist, Erica, to Muruwai Beach for the day yesterday. It was just an absolutely gorgeous day. It was beautiful sunshine, obviously beautiful area. And Janada said that what she knows about Aotearoa now is that it is black, because she's only experienced blackness since landing, from the moment that she landed. And so she said she's going back to the US and telling everyone that Aotearoa is blackety black. And I think that is just such an
including that t-shirt.
And Aotearoa is blackety absolutely
black. I would get that. I would rock that top, girl.
Absolutely. And so that's what it is. And just look at all these opportunities to bring these artists and share black Aotearoa with them, and you know, and sharing our black joy with
100%. And there's that misconception, I think, that there isn't a big African community, there isn't a big black connection. And I love that she's going to go home back to the United States and tell people, guys, no, we're here, we're thriving, we're moving. See ya, ya. Thank you.
And ladies, you know, for everything that's been happening this year, I got to give so much love and gratitude to, you know, you both, but also your team. The amount of success that's been happening with Black Creators Aotearoa. Talk us through the year. I want to have this like little reflection time, especially with everything that's leading up to these events that are happening at the end of the year. But how is it like connecting with a lot of our people that aren't really connected to Black Creators Aotearoa, and also the amount of mahi that goes into creating, producing, curating, writing, and putting these things together?
Yeah, well, FOBA has been in the works for a year and a half. I think it started, the conception, Dione was chatting about it, maybe even 2 years ago. And I started working on it last year a little bit, and then passed the baton on. And then it's been worked on consistently until, you know, it finally opened end of October. So it's a long process. And that's what it is. It's taking a concept.
Right.
And putting it down on paper and working it out.
Yes.
Connecting all those dots and just doing it, which takes time and foresight.
Patience, everyone.
You know, a lot of hard work. But I think, as with anything, if you are doing it with joy,
it comes naturally. Yeah,
and more importantly, I think what Dione more than anything does is she does it with care.
Yes.
She does it with an immense amount of care for the black community and
every
for wanting the best for the black community. And once you operate from that,
yes.
There is nothing that can stop you, really. And that's why we see BCA going from strength to strength.
I have seen, like, I think there's an actor who's gone viral. He got an award at TikTok Awards or something. I forgot his name. Yes. I'm just like, that brother has done crazy, like, work alongside with other artists as well. Like, it's just beautiful.
It was in the play that gets louder that BCA produced.
Yes, and I'm just like, that's local talent.
Yeah.
And I love that, ladies. So I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm not rambling here. I'm just really celebrating the success of our black community right now, because we have heaps of guests that come in, you know, and just speak on what's happening in their communities. But I'm just like, wow, this is what's happening in our community as well. So I love that. But before we wrap up things, is there any like shout outs or like updates that you would like to share with our platform for today?
You know, Miss Tina, I'm going to give you a shout out.
Oh my gosh, I'm shouting at myself today.
I see you at, you know, the opening night of Po' Boys and Oysters.
Oh, yes, I love that.
That was amazing.
I love that.
Amazing play, Estelle Shoot.
Oh, my gosh,
I
that show.
I had to run up to you and let you know how much I loved you.
Jane, you're...
Because, now, let me tell the people why. not only do you work, your work ethic is insane. You
I'm
work so
crazy.
Hard on your own platforms. You work so hard to push and promote other people's platforms. But your heart, my love, is as wide as the ocean.
Oh.
And the way you hold people and care for them and look after them, man, it was so visible to me this year. And it made me, I always loved you, but I was like, oh no.
We got
oh, no, I respect you and I love you. And I know that people listening feel the same way, but honestly, guys at home, this woman. She's the one, man.
Jane, you better this girl here. And that's what I like about Black Sisters. No, I ain't even. Every time I'm on air, I always promise myself, do not lie, speak the truth. Yeah. But every time I'm around our sisters, there's just this like aura, you know, like you can't put this fake thing on because it's just even like with Dioni, she sees right through it. And I'm just like, they see you know, and I appreciate that, my sis. And I feel like this is why I wanted to take so much time to just give your flowers, ladies, because like I don't think we get too much gratitude for the amount of work that goes from January. Like I've been seeing Black creators, I said, pop up every time I'm on Facebook. There's an event. Yeah. There's a workshop. There's something, and like. And then you look at the team, you think it's a team of 400, and it's like a team of 10 or something, or like, I don't know, it might be lower than that. And ladies, thank you so much. You know, this won't be the last time you're coming on. I mean it. I'm going to tell Michelle, we need a segment.
We would love that.
Yes. Big VCA segment. Because exactly. No, and just like, what's happening in the BCA world?
Absolutely.
You know, let us know.
Absolutely. Well, what's happening is Afoba. So please go to afobanz.nz. Yeah. You'll see all of the amazing program and past events that we've had now. And this is going to be a biannual event. So we will be back in 2027. So please follow us.
Get ready.
And please just join us. Join us and experience the Black joy.
Love that. Shalane, Jane.
Hey.
You know what? Love you so much. Like, I mean this. And if there should be more than, like, I want to come to another one. Because every time there's a party or an event, they pop off. And, like, sometimes you don't go home. So
I know nothing about that.
You just want to keep partying. So this is what this is about. You know, Jingle Beats comes through.
Jingle Beats morning.
Yeah.
Like maybe next year we do Jingle Beats in the morning.
Yes.
Like a brunch.
You stay for lunch, you know?
And then
you have a DJ and you dance. And
yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, I'd be at that. Jane, please do that. I'll come through. I'll get my babysitter ready.
Bring your baby.
Oh my gosh, okay, even better.
Headphones on the bed. It's a morning event, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Jingle Beats.
You stay in the prep.
Yeah,
Jingle Beats and chill. It's just Jingle Beats and
chill. Oh my
god,
that is a title. I'm not even lying. Like, I would
jingle
so come.
Jingle Beats and chill. I'm down.
Music.
I
love that. But for those that are tuning in right now, yes, we're on the Be About It show. And I'm here with Shalane, Jane, speaking more on what's happening for Jingle Beats and also
Future Tense
as well. I've got the links. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be on my phone like for a good 2 hours because I'm going to be posting up some really good content for you all just to really see. But just experience our Black joy and also experience what's happening in our community. I think we do a lot, but I feel like it's not really the gratitude, like it's not enough. Mm-hmm. Like I want to that's a goal for 2026 around my media side is, so what's happening in your scene? And we got to just share it out and do the most that we could. But yes, we love you, love you, love you. And we hope you have a beautiful day.
Love you.
Merry Christmas. Bye. Early Merry Christmas. And enjoy your week. Bye.